Let's go right here. We go. Let's go with the word this morning. Amen. A lot of scripture today. You're going to need to fasten in. We've been talking about the Apostle Paul. Real life. Now, this man was the most religious man you could find. Trained to the T. Hebrew of the Hebrews. A hater of Christians. Did not believe Jesus Christ was the Messiah. Thought Jesus was a fraud. Matter of fact, would imprison, even kill if he had to, people that believed in this way. So he was. Incredible story. Jesus met him after one of the leading men in the Scriptures was murdered, killed for his faith, Stephen. Jesus met him with Saul was his name, going down to Damascus to get more and haul him back. Kill him if he had to. And Jesus met him on that road. The resurrected Savior, the resurrected Christ met him. Voice from heaven. He was struck down to the ground. Long story short, Jesus said to him, a little hard for you to kick against me, ain't it? It's a little hard for you to stick things in me. But when you've done it to my people, you've done it to me. It's what you've done. And he cried out, Lord, what do you want me to do? Amen? And this man's life was radically changed. He wrote 13 books in your New Testament. 13 of the 27, the Apostle Paul. That's craziness. Here's a man going totally this way, did a 180, now going this way. Unbelievable. Scared a lot of people. Scared a lot of Christians. He could relate to the world out there, but he scared a lot of Christians because they didn't know if he was for real. He might kill them too. You understand? Say. But God used this man in a mighty way. So we've been looking at him. Well, now, during all that mess, too, that he went through and struggling in his salvation, the Lord said, this man's going to be a chosen vessel to suffer for my name. Say suffer. So one more time. Suffer. So this man had incredible pain and suffering. This man, this champion who wrote 13 books in the New Testament, who spread the gospel as much as one human being could to the known world. Incredible. And you and I today have the gospel and are saved today in part because of his effort. That's crazy. Okay? So let's learn from somebody today. That's what we've been doing as we conclude this series called Real Life. How to deal with real problems and pain in your life and suffering and struggles. And it's something we all really have to deal with. It seems like some of us maybe have to deal with a little more than others. I don't understand all that. But the bottom line is, it's going to come our way. Let's go with it, Raj. What we got? Wow. Pain and what? Pain and testing. Anybody know anybody that's a pain in the neck? Say. Well, that was last week's message, remember? How to deal with crazy people. Anyway, now let's go with this one. Come on. Here we go. Pain and testing. Raj, we're going to roll as much as we can. Paul writing, I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. Howbeit, wherein soever any is bold, I speak foolishly. I am bold. Now, he's having a little conversation. Or people that are out there bragging or talking about things they've gone through or problems, that's what he's trying to say here. Okay? Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. He's just having this crazy argument with folk and putting it in the Bible, letting us see it. I am more. Look, they're talking about how they labor for Jesus, how hard it is, what they've gone through, all the problems. Listen to me. In labor's more abundant. That's me. I've worked more than they did. And stripes, what's that mean? That's with a whip. That's with a whip on their back. In stripes. I've been whipped above measure. I've been in prisons more times than they have. If that's what we're trying to compare here, your hurt to my hurt, is that what we're trying to do here? We're trying to live for God. Say. That's what he's saying. In death, how many times you almost died because somebody hated your guts because you preached the gospel? That's what he's saying. Of the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes. Whipped 40 times on 5 different occasions. It's a lot of pain. Y'all hearing the pain or not? 3 times was I beaten with rods. With rods. That's big old, like baseball bats. Okay? Once I was stoned. 3 times I suffered shipwreck. I'd be like, I didn't quit. How about you? A night and a day. A night and a day. I've been in the what?
Boom, 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 boom. I mean, you know.
Jaws. You know what I'm saying? Because he did the Mediterranean. He was all over the place, guys. In journeyings often. In perils of what? Water. In perils of robbers. In perils of my own countrymen. In perils by the heathen. In perils in the city. In perils in the wilderness. In perils in the sea. In perils among who? It sounds like problems, 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 problems. In weariness and painfulness, in watchings often. I don't know totally what that means, but you ever thought something bad was going to happen and you're just out there looking to see if it's going to happen? Well, that's a lot of stress, isn't it, say? In hunger, and thirst, in fastings, in cold. How about that last one? In what? Nakedness. Besides those things, just besides that, now don't forget now, that which comes upon me daily, the care of all these churches I've started. Who is weak? And I ain't weak. Who is offended? They offended me. And I burn not when I knock them out. If I must needs glory, I will glory in the things which concern my infirmities. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forevermore, knows what I just wrote you is the truth, and I ain't lying. In Damascus, the governor under Artus the king kept the city of the Damascenes with a garrison desirous to apprehend me. And through a window in a basket, I was let down by the wall and I escaped his hands. Now, we could just keep going and going and going and going. You want to talk about pain and testing? Say, are y'all with me or not? Paul said, say it with me. Oh, yeah. I've been there. And I don't want to get sidetracked on the message because there's so much to it today. But let that just be something to the whole church today. Things you've gone through, and you're trying to one-up somebody else with your pain, it's funny. I know pain in this room you don't know is in this room. Because they come in my office and tell me what's going on. It just doesn't help the situation. You understand? Yes or no? Come on. With a lot of trouble, a lot of struggle inside these walls today. Y'all hearing me? Yes or no? Okay, now we can try to one-up somebody. Yeah, but I did this. Yeah, but you won't bear my... Yeah, but... Come on. Pain and testing. I need help. I need answers. I want to know how to get through it and make it. Not just hear about how bad your life is or how bad my life is. Can we move forward? Say. Come on. Now, I'm not preaching this because of some issue or nothing today. It just came up in the sermon. Here we go. Getting pain to work for you. Wow. How many have ever had a lot of pain? Let me see your hands. I know you're scared to put your hand up there now. Here we go. Yeah, I have some. How about this? Wouldn't it be great to get that pain to work for you? Say. That pain could be a motivator instead of a stopper. That pain could be a motivator instead of turning you into a whiner. Now, wouldn't that be a good thing? Say, come on. Having your pain and testings disappear probably means you're going to have to what? Now, that's the truth. We just wish, oh, man, I just wish, and I just wish. Well, you may as well just go ahead and say, God, I just wish you'd just go ahead and kill me. Because that's probably what's going to have to happen. Pain. Well-meaning Christian folk, now listen, tell us that if we just have what? Our pain and testings will do what? You might say, Pastor, I've never heard Christian people tell me this. Do me a little favor this week. You go home and turn on the Christian television stations. and you take you a big old 8.5 by 11 pad, and you write down all the preachers that are telling you this, if you'll have enough faith, if you'll give enough, or if you'll do enough, if you'll make enough, if you'll say enough, if you'll claim enough, if you'll pray enough, you'll just be blessed. Listen, it sounds good, but I'm going to tell you something, church. It doesn't work. Quote me on it. Am I against faith? No. Faith is absolutely necessary for your life. You can't please God without faith. But nowhere in the Bible, not one time did Jesus heal one person. Not one time did Jesus heal one person in the New Testament where He required somebody to have faith. He said, oh, you have little faith when they struggled and things like that. But we, you know, well, you must not just have enough faith. You know how insulting that is? Yes or no? Somebody tell me how insulting that is. Had a man in a wheelchair who was injured and hurt and his legs aren't coming back. Told he's not having enough faith. Are you kidding me here? You don't want to punch somebody that says something like that. Y'all, you listening or not? Say. Guys, there's got to be truth. Can we find some truth somewhere? Y'all hear me this morning? Come on. In Paul's day and culture, false apostles promoted their own agendas through boasting, and they were leading many astray. That's why he was having this conversation. This boasting caused many to follow incorrect what? Human ideas. And guys, that's still happening. Rather than the what? The truth of God. Come on. Not only did Paul one-up them through his listing of what? Painful and problematic experiences. Now I'm going to tell you something. He ain't done yet. How can you get pain and testings to work for you, and how can you make it regardless of the circumstances? Often we also not only talk about pain and problems, we talk about experiences we've had with God. To try to one-up people. Y'all listening or not? Say, oh, I saw Jesus the other night. I was at the pizza parlor. Or whatever. I want you to see a real deal experience and how this man held his real deal experience. Nothing made up. Nothing phony. Not only did Paul one-up them through his listing of painful and problematic experiences, he now tells them of this what? Out of this what? World, and maybe even out of his body experience. It's a weird passage of Scripture, and I want to read it for you. He does it in such a way to deal with boasting and pain at the same time. He tells about this incredible experience he had with God, but it also had something to do with his pain. It's a little hard to understand, but I'm going to try to walk us through it. He gives us a formula of how pain and testings can actually what? If we'll listen, and I don't screw it up as I'm trying to teach it, let's see what happens. Pain and testings. Paul said 12:1, 2 Corinthians, it's not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. Paul said it's not profitable me to glory, but I want to tell you what. So I told you all that about my pain. He said, now I'm going to tell you about some crazy God experience I had. I knew a man. Now he's talking about himself. I knew a man above 14 years ago. So about this experience happened about 14 years ago when he's writing. Whether I was in the body, I can't tell. Whether I was out of the body, I can't tell. God knows. And such an one, me, was caught up to what? The third heaven. And I knew a man, that's himself, whether in the body or out of the body, I can't tell. God knows how that he was caught up into paradise. And I heard what? Unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Now, not getting into the whole thing, but we'll keep moving here. The man in the story is Paul. Paul carefully speaks of himself in the what? Third person, as to not draw attention to who? To himself. Paul was caught up to heaven and he returned where? To earth. It's in the Bible. Now, No other apostle in the Bible got a round trip ticket to heaven and then back to earth. He's it. So if there's trouble, this man can brag. If there's God experiences, he can brag. Is that correct? Yes or no? But he's careful not to do it. You talk about bragging rights. Keep looking. The potential for spiritual conceit for him was what? Unbelievable. But Paul determined that who revealed this to him was the one who would get the what? Credit. You might wonder, why do we say that around Fellowship Church? God gets the credit. Why do we say that? Well, it's the Bible, guys. Amen? Say. We want to do that. And sometimes we don't do it, and I don't do it like I ought to. I should. Of such an one will I glory, the Lord. Yet of myself I will not glory, but in my what? Keep watching. For though I would desire to glory, don't get me wrong, I'd really like to glory and puff myself up, he says, I'm not going to be a fool. For I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he sees me to be. God didn't allow something in my life so you could put me up on a pedestal or worship me. What this showed Paul more than anything was his what? This experience that Paul had, he had all that pain, but this experience God gave him showed him really how little he was. Y'all hearing me or not? It's something how sometimes we'll have spiritual experiences or good things will happen in our life, and we put ourselves up when we have the opportunity to put Him up, and that's an opportunity for us to be made even lower. Amen? Say. How do I get pain to work for me and struggling? Keep looking. Same story. Paul writing, and lest I should be what? Exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations I've received. Not only that, he also received revelations of Scripture that he wrote, etc. There was given to me a what? Thorn in the flesh. Say thorn in the flesh. One more time. Then this next part, the messenger of who? The messenger of Satan to buffet me, to beat me, to hurt me, to cause pain in my life. There was given me this thorn. And I had to battle the devil, lest I should be what? Hey, listen here. Come on, stay with me. None of us are worthy of worship. Y'all listening? Say that with me. None of us are worthy of worship. One more time. None of us are worthy of worship. One more time. None of us are worthy of worship. None of us are worthy of what? You want to quit looking down on people. You want to quit judging people. You want to be real out there in your real world. Start thinking that way. Y'all hearing me? Yes or no? No matter how good I do this, sing a little song pretty, I preach a good little message. There's none good, no, not one. Is that what the Bible says? Come on. Paul said, man, I had these experiences. I've had all this pain. I went to places you can't even believe God took me. Heard things you can't imagine. But God did send something to me called pain to keep me grounded down here and know who I am. Y'all listening or not? Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on. If you want to praise the Lord, it's a good time. Come on. That's why there's pain. That's why He has pain. Keep looking. Have you ever thought of your pain and testings as the pointed stakes used to pierce your pride? Let's say that. Let me look at that again. Have you ever thought of your pain and testings as the pointed stakes? Didn't Jesus tell Paul it's hard for you to kick against the pointed stakes? And I could stop here and talk about my life, about the pain I've had. But one thing it did to me, listen to me,
One thing my pain did to me. Stab my pride. That's a good thing.
Amen? That's a good thing.
Have you ever thought of your pain and testings as that? Say. Do you let pain keep you from being arrogant? What are we saying? Here's what I'm trying to say. Guys, the message, oh, if you'll just pray, and if you do this, you name it, claim it, blab it, have it, you can walk it, you can talk it, you can be it, you can be it. Hey, look, I want all of you to walk on water. Have at it. But the bottom line is, guys, there's a blessing to pain. I know it, you know, it's, I know it's a crazy message. There's a blessing to struggle. Keeps me grounded. Keeps me knowing I have flesh and that I need God in my life. You hear me or not? I need Him. You might not. I need Him. I know me. Can you say that? I know me. Don't say you. I know me. Come on, say it one more time. I know. Is there some wickedness in you out there? Yes or no? Say. Something inside you, something that maybe you know about you? You see? See what I'm talking about? Pain, if it can help me with that, that's not a bad thing, is it? Say, my dependence on God. Pain and testings are part of our what? Lives. There always has been, there always will be what? Pain. They're messengers of Satan. Now keep listening. Because he wants to use our pain, which is a what? Pain is a what? How about when you were younger? Listen, this is to the older audience. When you were younger, things that hurt now didn't hurt then. Can I see your hand? How about when you were younger, things that worked then don't work now? Can I see your hands? Is that a natural part of life or what? But wait, let's ask the question again. How about when you were younger? If you would have had to handle some of the things you've had to handle as you got older, you probably couldn't have done it when you were younger. Can I see your hands? Isn't that the truth? You see how pain can work? Yes or no? Come on. So, they're messengers of Satan because Satan wants to use our pain, which is a natural part of life, to thwart who? God's mission in our life. Okay? That's why we so often get mad at who? Talk to people all the time. One of the biggest things I do in my life is, not all the time, but a lot of the time, is I'm out there making a case for God. That, excuse me, the crap you're going through, He didn't do it, okay? People have pain, people have this, and people die. Okay? And God's not doing what to you? Picking on you. You understand? Yes or no? Let's be honest. How many in the room felt like God's been picking on you before in your life? Somewhere in your life? I felt like God was picking on me. Yeah, sure we do. That's why false doctrines arise. Saying the Christian's not supposed to have any pain. Isn't that a nice sounding message? How many sign up for that message? Give me a copy. A lot of what you hear today, and I'm not trying to put people down, but it's the God-honest truth. A lot of what you hear on Christian TV is a message that only plays in America. It only plays well in America. It only plays well in America because about 80-90% of the world are starving to death. They're struggling. They don't know how they're going to make ends meet. They don't know anything about this Christian life that we're preaching. But they do know something about pain and suffering, don't they? And if they ain't getting away from it, I don't think we're getting away from it either. Capiche? Come on. If the pain is gone, they say, false doctrine, I can glory in the Lord. Yeah, man, I'm all about saying praise the Lord when my back ain't hurting. But can I praise the Lord when my back is hurting? He helped me get up today. Praise the Lord. Amen. Say. Help me do what I'm doing today. Amen. Say, help me get through that, make it through this day. What about tomorrow? Don't know yet, but I'll get that one when it comes. Amen. Say, you can glory. You don't just have to glory in the Lord when the pain's gone. You can glory in the Lord when the pain's here. Say. A good God doesn't want us to have pain, is what many false doctrine preachers say. Wouldn't our health, this is exactly what they say, wouldn't our health, good health and wealth, be a better reflection of the glory of God? Say, apparently not. Apparently not. Did you know most of the world, they're not really, really healthy. Did y'all know that? And most of the world, they're certainly not wealthy, are they, say. So I guess on planet Earth, God's really failing and He's not getting much glory, is He? I don't believe that at all. That's what Paul's trying to do here. He's using himself to try to teach us how to deal with pain and suffering. Have I lost you this morning? Y'all been listening pretty good. I guess pain and testings challenge us into maturing and being more like who? Because you know Jesus never suffered or had a bad day. Isn't it funny how you can read the Bible? Which is a little bit of the problem today, not reading that book. You can read about Jesus and somehow think your health's going to be the best and you're just going to be wealthy and that's the Christian life and that's the good life. No, that's the American dream. We get those confused sometimes. The American dream and the good life God has for us. Have I lost you today? I understand it. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in who? Not some television preacher, some false doctrine. The mind of Christ is the mind I need. Who being in the form of God, He made Himself of no what? Sounds like Paul, doesn't it? Paul didn't do it to brag, did he? Give God the glory. Jesus made Himself of no reputation. He took upon Him the form of a what? A bond slave is the word servant. And was made in the likeness of who? Did He have to? See, we a lot of times don't sign up for the pain that we go through. It happens. He signed up for it. He said, where do I sign? Wow. Being found in fashion as a man, He what? Does pain and testing cause you to humble yourself? Yes or no? Sure it does. He became obedient unto what? Even the death of the what? Did Jesus say, deny yourself and follow me and carry your what? Did He say carry the cross or did He not say carry the cross? Sure He did. Paul prayed 3 times. He was given this buffet, this thorn in the flesh. We really don't know what it was. I've heard all kinds of different ideas. Could have been his incredible eye pain that he had. I have no idea. I heard one recent thought was it could have just been people. People in his life. He just always had problems with people. Everywhere he went, there was problems. People trying to kill him. People trying to stop him. People trying to hurt him. People talking about him. People putting him doing this, that, and the other. I don't know what it was. Seems to be something physical, I think, as well. For this thing, I besought the Lord 3 times, he said. After this experience I had, this vision thing, I asked God, please, 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 please take this away from me. Please. This is the man who's turning the world upside down for Jesus. This is the man who's trying to write 13 books of the New Testament. This is this guy. Please, I can't take it. I can't take it anymore. Please. And 3 times God said what? Can we say that word? One more time. How many of you prayed for something? It was hurting you. It was killing you. And it didn't happen. It didn't happen. Didn't happen. My question is God still God? That experience you went through, stay with me. As painful as it was, do you think it helped you draw a little closer to the Lord? Yes or no? Can I see your hand? There you go. And God said unto me, Paul writing, my grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made what? In what? Ooh, that's big, ain't it? One more time. My strength is made what? In what? I thought I ain't supposed to be weak. I thought I was supposed to have no pain. I thought supposed to be everything's going to be good. Well, I guess if you want God's strength, you're going to have some what? Weakness. So, once he learned this truth, why? He turned the world upside down. Are you hearing me today? He said, most gladly, therefore will I glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest on me. If the way I get His power is through pain, then give me the pain! Crazy, huh? Isn't that crazy? Now, this won't preach good on TV, though. But it'll help us reach a community for the Lord. Being real, that's the real world. Pain. Amen? Say. And a lot of times, lost people don't relate to us because our life seems so together. And especially as a pastor, the best thing my pain did for me is it knocked me down off the pedestal that people put me on. And now it's something I have to deal with. I am a divorced pastor. That's who I am. But I feel more of His power in my life. So therefore, I will glory in my infirmity. Why? That the power of Christ may rest on me. Pain doesn't have to stop you. Pain can empower you. Are you listening to me? Say, no pain, no what? Right, coach? Come on. Got to quit this morning. So often pain and testings create a building pressure for us to depend on God. It reveals our weakness and it roots us in a deeper relationship with God. My grace is sufficient. My question is it? Is it? My strength that's perfected in your weakness. My question is it? We're done. Pain and testing. Amen. Now that was right from the Word of God today. Let's praise the Lord for His Word today. Amen. Come on. Boom! Right from the book. That's good stuff, man. Come on.